Yo, 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 what it is, gang? I say, yo, 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 what it is, gang? It's K-Counter check-in for K's Kona. Hold on one more time, just because I ain't recorded in like 2 weeks and I'm feeling good today. It's K-Counter check-in for K's Kona. Yeah. Y'all already know what's going on. Hey, man, look, this is a special edition episode of K's Kona. We are live here at the Hill Social. I say, we are live here at the Hill Social. Posted right in the middle of Clark. The AUC got it going on. My boy Kinga World from Morehouse. Oh, we got it going on today. How you feeling, my boy?
We here, man. I'm glad to be here for sure.
You did. Hey, I appreciate you for coming on the show, man.
Appreciate you for having me, for sure.
Bro, we was supposed to been had did this episode, but I think everybody turned up a little bit too much at home coming to Doug at sick. We had to push it back a little bit. Man, folks, so talk to me about homecoming, man. We was just vibed out.
Man, I'm not going to lie, it's my first homecoming. So, so definitely I didn't really know what to expect. You know, I heard that, you know, everybody was supposed to be at the tailgates. You know, they had the step show, they had the fashion show. But me, it was Drake. I'm like, yo,
I ain't going to lie, folks. I'm so mad I missed Fieldhouse concert. Like, I was there for Clark, and I'm like, I was going to go, but then I got lazy the day of. I get online, I feel like Soulja Boy, I'm Drake. I'm what?
Yes.
Drizzy, though? Yeah, y'all turned up with that one. How was it even just seeing him come out? I know it was real surprising.
Yeah, no, because I was on the floor, too. They had Yachty pull up. They had, I guess, Lil Duval. I already knew they was going to have 21. I just wasn't expecting Drake, you know what I'm saying? Hectic. Everybody was getting pushed. I lost somebody's glasses because I was trying to look cool and shit. And I lost but yeah, cameras out. Everybody just, you know, energy was crazy whenever Drake pulled up. And this was before he even announced the joint album, I guess, with 21.
So they announced it at the homecoming?
No, they announced it after. But he said that he would be at, like, the next homecoming if, you know, Spell House invited. So I'm just saying, you know, we have...
Look, he put it out there
G-Ho,
now.
G-Ho might be at Spell House. I don't know.
You hear me? Hey, did you go to Clark homecoming concert?
I did.
Bro, my boy Herbie was there. You know, I'm from Chicago. I was turned up with Herbie.
I'm not really, like, too inclined with Herbo or, like, Nardo was cool because of the TikTok shit. That's the only reason why I really know him.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, the energy was there, too. I was on the bleachers for that one.
I was in the bleachers, too. I don't like being in the middle too crowded and it's hot. Everybody jumping on, you be trampling over people, for I don't know.
Passing out, I don't
like that. It just killed my vibe. How you feel at the end? Did you run out when you heard them gunshots?
Oh, I left early, apparently. Apparently, like, you said it was 5 minutes afterwards, something like that. So, I left, like, right at 12. But I heard about the gunshots. It's just
I feel like that concert was so stretched out. Like, we was there for so long. I'm like, damn, fuck. Mm. So, let me ask. You've been going to Morehouse, like, your whole college career, like, for the past 2-3 years?
Yeah, I got to Morehouse in 2020. That was actually a long story, too. I was actually supposed to go to Washington University because I was early decision there. This was before COVID. And all
that's
that
an HBCU?
No, that's, like, a...
You was gonna be bored.
It's a pretty prestigious university in St. Louis, and then I actually got accepted into Ohio State too. This is like all pre-COVID or whatever, and then COVID hit. I was like, yo, I always wanted to go to Morehouse ever since like I visited my junior year. I was like, yo, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna switch to Morehouse. I did that. Applied late in August. Not applied, but I got like, I guess, admitted.
Yeah.
Late.
No, HBCUs be a little behind sometimes, but we love our schools.
Oh, for sure. So, yeah. And then my first semester, 2020, we didn't, like, have it in person or anything like that.
Yeah.
Spring was my first, like, in-person semester, and they only let, like, 40% of campus. That's actually where I met Drake right here.
Oh, bro, yo, boy, shout out to his homie over there. We got to have him, man. Supporters, he in a room with him over there, bro.
Yeah, but, like, ever since being at Morehouse, man, it's changed me for real. Just so many experiences that I feel like made me who I am today. So
I feel like the AUC is just like so lit. Like Spelman, Clark, Morehouse, people from all over. It's so many good connections and networking. Like, I don't know. I just love the vibe.
For sure.
But we got to keep it P. You know I got to ask you this. And you got to be honest.
Come on, let's go.
You rather take a girl from Spelman or a girl from Clark? Be 100.
That's a good question. I'm not going to lie. My only girlfriend went to Clark. Because I don't know.
Clark girls do it better.
I don't know. They might do it better. I always thought I was going to end up with a Spelman girl, like a Spellhouse
couple. You seem like you'll go get a Spelman girl.
That's what they say. But like my girlfriend went to Clark, so I don't know. But which one looks better? Is that what you asked?
What you think?
I think they're both fire. I think both schools are fire. I can't pick one.
So you don't think the Spelman females be a little bougie, a little...
I think we all know that. I feel like we all know that. And they know that too.
That's why you got a Clark girl, because she was more turnt.
She was pretty turned.
I know it.
But she said that she was trying to go to Spelman too. So,
really?
Yeah. So yeah. I mean, but she ended up at Clark.
Bro, I remember I did a YouTube video last year where I took some of my friends from Clark and we went on the Spelman campus and we was messing with them. We was like, why some of y'all act so bougie? And some of them was interacting with us. Some of them was like, yeah, the other people bougie, but we not. Then some of them was just straight ignoring us, bro. It was so funny.
That's Spelman for you.
That's Spelman. I don't know what it is about it because we right there next to each other. Yeah. I really don't.
It's like three different worlds from both, all three campuses.
It is. It really is. But when we all come together, it be vibed out. I ain't gonna lie. So what's your favorite college memory so far?
There's too many. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna have to add homecoming. Okay. That's one of them. Definitely just like being with the boys and like spring break, like Miami trips.
Oh, Miami spring break is different.
Crazy.
For the people who never been to Miami during spring break, y'all, crazy. It be so many college kids everywhere. The girls be drunk and they just be going.
Literally.
I've never seen this many drunk girls going. Like, it be crazy out there. You hit anything in Miami?
That's to be disclosed.
He said my ex girl might watch this. Yeah, I was with her at the time. I can't let her know.
Oh, God. But other than that, yeah, like NSO definitely is something that, you know, is life changing. I led that this past August. That was pretty cool. New student orientation.
Yeah.
Shit like that. And then just meeting people on campus, like Samuel L. Jackson. I met him my freshman year.
Yeah, you definitely meet a lot of like famous people, a lot of people in the industry. Like, I done made so many connections through this school. It's really blessed to say, for real. So, for those who don't know, my boy grew up in St. Louis.
That's fact.
So, tell us about how your life was growing up in St. Louis.
Yeah, so my lifestyle in St. Louis is very different. So, I actually came from the west side of St. Louis. So, that's like a little bit like more affluent, I guess you could say. So,
like, is it the streets? Is it the suburbs? Is it the country? What
not
is it?
The
like,
west side. The west side is more of the suburban area, but I knew everybody, like all my friends were from like the city area, so I felt like I got the tale of two cities in like both perspectives. But definitely I'm in the city a lot. That's where I went to school. It's different. That's where like two different, like, you got the night and day when it comes from like where I'm from and then just like the city side. But people there are real. I would say that they're definitely like prideful. Like, if you ask anybody from St. Louis like, where'd you go to high school? They'll tell you. That's really
like they really rep. They city rep where they from.
That's how you identify yourself. It's your high school. But yeah, I mean, a lot of culture there. We have Emo's Pizza. We have people like Jason Tatum, Nelly. Just staples like that. But yeah, it's definitely real. It's definitely a place where you don't really want to move back. But if you're from there, you really want to take pride in there. So
why you say you wouldn't want to move back to St. Louis? Me personally, I ain't never been there. But I met a couple people from there. They real country though.
Yeah.
A real country, a couple people I met from there.
It's one of those places that you're trying to get out of. You know what I mean? It's not something that you really want to... I mean, I'm speaking for myself.
Not
somewhere that you want to see yourself raising a family there, because it does get really dangerous there. It's actually, like, the number one murder capital for, like, the past 3 or 4 years.
You know what I learned? Like, with me coming from Chicago, before I came to college, I used to think, like, damn, Chicago, the most toughest city in the world. That's where everything go down at. But then I learned, like, coming to school and meeting people, it don't matter where you at in the world, everybody got a hood, everybody got trenches, everybody got gangs.
Trenches for real.
Like, everybody. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Each city got its own set of, like, I never knew that. I just used to think so small, be like, damn, Chicago, the most crazy place ever. But then you hear about the St. Louis, you hear about the Philly, you hear about some of your Baltimore, New Orleans, you hear about all that, you be like, damn, this worldwide.
Perspective, yeah.
So, like, with you having friends that grew up in the city, but you being more from, like, the suburbs, is that what kept you out of that lane of falling into, like, the violence and all that?
Yeah, definitely an attest to my parents and just my upbringing with that. Just knowing right from wrong, just knowing, like, to be cognizant of all your surroundings and stuff like that, but, like, it is a blessing to know people and know their stories from people who come from those maybe disenfranchised situations. So it's something
you kind of like learn from their experience.
Yeah, learning from them and just getting to know their stories and stuff like that. It's just humbling.
For sure. You got to Atlanta. It was like, I made it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel when I got to school. You walking around free. Woo, I ain't got to worry about nothing. Yeah. And it'd be crazy when you meet people that's from like real country or real suburban areas, because they think the West End is just so crazy. I remember my freshman year, people used to be scared to walk to the gas station. I'm like, bro, be for
real.
That was
me. That was me.
It ain't nothing over here but homeless people, though. Like, you gonna have your people trying to sell you something, but I don't know. Maybe, to me, it's just like, it ain't that bad over here. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you a goofy and you leave something in your car, you're gonna get your car broken into. You gotta be smart, but I don't think it's, like, that treacherous over here.
They do be having shootings like last week. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I guess it just depends on, bro. So look, growing up, you got into music through your dad playing a lot of people. He gave you Marvin Gaye, Michael Jackson. Mm. So how did that influence kind of transpire into you making music and like your style of music?
Yeah, definitely, especially my dad. It just made me have an appreciation just for like authenticity and just like real music, shit that makes you feel good about yourself and just feeling the song. So I definitely want to incorporate that into all of my songs and all of my projects and stuff like that. Oh, Michael Jackson, just definitely just being like an entertainer and a performer, and just being more than just an artist, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, bro.
And the way he had just a grip on the fan base and stuff like that, that's something that's just like fire.
Yeah.
But my dad was a huge influence just for the music part. My mom too, she played the trumpet too.
Okay.
And she really got me into playing music myself, so I was a bass player too.
In like high school, middle school?
High school. I was all jazz. I mean, all state jazz.
Did you take it serious or was you just doing it? Because I remember in middle school, but I did the saxophone, I did the clarinet, I did. I feel like I did it just because everybody else was doing it. Or was your heart really in it?
I was, like, I was serious. I was all state jazz for four years.
I was crazy.
I was crazy. Appreciate that. So, yeah, definitely getting a lot of musical inspiration from my parents as well. So, that's fire.
Yeah. I think it's pretty cool when people can be like well-rounded in what they do. Like with me doing podcasts, I can do the interviews, I can get behind the camera and do it. I think it's good to be well-rounded at your craft and know it from all type of angles, because that's really how you stay P on top of everybody else.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
For sure. So look, at 16, you decided you was going to start taking the music serious, but you ain't really tell nobody but a couple of your close friends. Why was that?
I had to see my parents again and just like, you know, believing in myself for the most part. I was always going to do the traditional route, whether that was just being like a doctor, lawyer, or I was going to do something that had to do with academics. And no knock to anybody who wants to do that, but for me, it just always kind of went back to music. It was kind of like a boomerang.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I threw all these things out, but everything just came back for music.
Yeah. You had a passion. That's because that's what you had the most passion for.
And that was the passion. And then just listening to more music and getting inspired and writing more, I was like, yo, I could really do this seriously.
Yeah, facts.
And everything was calculated, everything that I did. So I put on my first song my sophomore year. I knew I was going to do that when I was 16. Whenever I got to college, probably when I was like 19 or do a year of just like academic, I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, put out the music. Yeah. So all this shit was planned.
Oh, bro. That's had be, though. It's like you got to do what you're passionate about. Because if you think about it in life, like you going to work for half of your life. Half of your day, every day, whether that's 4 days a week, 5 days a week. So it got to be something you're passionate about. Like, I know me right now, of course, I'm still on the hustle. I'm still grinding. So I still got a regular job. When I tell you, I hate being at work. Like, I hate being at work. Like, I'll be dreading just a regular 8-hour shift. I'll be up and down like, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I think about at work is ways to get up out of here. Like, that's happy, though, for real. For real. So let me ask you something, bro. If you dating a girl and y'all break up, is you letting her keep the Netflix password?
Am I letting her keep the Netflix password? Probably not. I'm not gonna lie, I'm probably gonna change it. Not to be petty or anything. It's like, why are you still got my shit? You know what I mean?
Nah, I feel like dirt, bitch. You petty, bitch. I'm petty too. I'm changing that. Why you ain't keeping nothing? God. Netflix, Hulu, give me my Roku stick back, all that for.
Shit, Hulu, like fucking HBO Max, like Amazon Prime, all that shit. I need that back.
You hear me though? Yeah. Ain't no keeping that.
Yeah,
no. None of that. Yeah. You ever went through a crazy breakup with a girl?
I only went through one like real breakup, I guess. Okay. Sophomore year and shit like that.
Yeah, you seem like you're a real sweet lover boy.
I would say so. Yeah. I would say so. But you know, it's learning experiences, you know. When you're young, you get older, you learn new stuff about what you want, you know what I'm saying, how you want to carry yourself for your next relationships and stuff like that. And it's more than just like romantic relationships as well, even the platonic or the business relationships.
Yeah.
It keeps you just learning the more you grow and the more you age. It's like, you know, you just got to maneuver that way.
Hell yeah, because it's like, people don't realize like who we are at 16 gonna be different than who we are at 18, gonna be different than who we are at 21, 23, 25. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like from age like 15 to maybe like 25, we gonna change so much. Like, I feel like me personally, I'm not the same person I was last year. Like, I feel like emotional wise, business wise, like everything, you know, it's like you just mature, you change a little bit.
Facts. So I feel like a lot of maturity came from that relationship. Definitely how I think now. So
yeah,
definitely.
Oh, bro, they be like that. That's why kudos to y'all, but I never understood the people that be like, we've been together since we were 14.
Yes,
like, hell, you changed so much. Like, how are y'all still even? I never be understand. I'll be like, damn, maybe I'm the problem.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So look, you put out your first video, Glory, in October of 2021. Mm-hmm. Tell us how it was shooting that and putting out the project. Was you nervous? How did you feel about it? Go ahead, give us the real.
Nah, so like I said, everything was calculated since high school. So I knew that, you know, actually I didn't know. I would say that I learned a lot years prior to just like how to shoot a video, how to come up with concepts, boom, yada, yada, yada. And like, what was the song that I wanted to put out first as an introduction to King of World? But yeah, I had a few of my boys that I met my freshman year just being at Robert Hall at Morehouse. Uh-huh. They helped shoot the video. They helped with the creative direction with that. I wouldn't say that I was nervous shooting it because yeah. like everything was already in my mind. I just had to put it on paper and just, you know, have other people trust that vision.
Facts.
But it took about 3 hours to shoot the Glory video.
Okay.
I started promoting that maybe like 2 weeks before I dropped the song. That came out October 29, 2021. But no, it was fire. Definitely had that momentum going into it. Everybody knew about Glory and King of World even before and after. So
yeah, that's good.
That was a blessing. It was a blessing for sure.
That's good. I had to learn like promo is so important for anything that you're doing. Whether it's events, putting out music, no matter what you're doing, it's like if you don't promo it right,
it's promo.
It's like it kind of might not. You might not get what you thought you was going to get when yeah. it comes to people coming out or the views or the hype or anything.
And that's the thing about being an artist. You have to understand that you can't just put out music.
Oh, please tell these people. who think they can just drop a song, put it one time on their Instagram story, and they just going to go up. Man. Please talk to the people.
It's promo. It's doing shit like this. It's, you know what I'm saying, performing, too. That's a big thing. You want to, you know, make sure you get your face out there as much as
factual.
Possible. So, yeah, it's definitely more than just dropping songs. And being consistent, too, on God.
Facts.
Yeah.
Consistency is key. We got my boy back here with the photos. My boy, God. How you feeling, gangster? Man. Catching a moment. Real. Fat. So talk to us about Unsung Hero.
Yeah, so Unsung Hero is my debut. I call it album. I don't want to call it a mixtape.
Oh, my boy, get that album coming.
Yeah, it sounds so like
SoundCloud rapper.
Yeah, SoundCloud, you know what I'm saying? We're on all streaming platforms. Yeah. But Unsung Hero is something that was calculated since I was 16.
So you just planned out the vision for all of this.
Everything was for Unsung Hero, at least led up to it.
That's dope.
Yeah, Unsung Hero. That definition is basically somebody who has achieved great things and just done stuff for others, but doesn't really get the recognition for it.
Okay.
That's how I really feel about my whole life. I feel like I was underappreciated, undervalued, but not on some like shit like, yo, on some depressing shit. It's just like, yo, kept that chip on my shoulder to just keep going. And I guess you could say prove people wrong, but I guess
it motivates you in a positive
motivation.
Way.
It's motivation.
I know exactly what you mean. It's like, all right, y'all want to underestimate me. Y'all want to say I'm the underdog. Watch how I'm finna come out on top.
Yeah.
Especially with coming up with the game plan. That's passion. Like, I don't think y'all realize, like, in order to really be successful, like, you can't be successful without a game plan. You can't be successful without a schedule. Mm-hmm. If you don't have, like, I try to, like, map out my days. I want to map out the week, but, you know, sometimes we so busy and we just going. But I feel like mapping out your days is, like, really important. You need structure with everything you do in order for stuff to come out, right? In order, man, it's just like, when you got a proper plan, you can't fail. The plan might not always go to T with what you expect, but at least if you got some type of structure, you can feel like, all right, I'm doing something. Mm-hmm. This day I'm going to do promo. This day I'm going to record. This day I'm going to write. This day I'm going to go out and network. Yeah. This day I'm going to try to hit up some different showcases. Like, I think that's another beautiful thing with us being in Atlanta and working on our crafts. Atlanta is kind of like a black mecca, especially with us being at the AUC. So it's like, you can really get out here and network. Like, I've been getting business cards, passing them out, or you can go to different events, different musical showcases, like what we finna have after this. Like, I don't know. I just feel like Atlanta really, especially with us being in college, is the place to be. Whenever I tell somebody I go to Clark, I start off with that. I get so many opportunities. Mm-hmm. They, oh my God, you're in college? Oh, so prestigious. Let me help you. Yeah. Like, oh no, folks. I feel like that's really how it be.
Nah, I agree. And definitely the Atlanta thing. A lot of experiences kind of contributed to Unsung Hero as well. Especially my freshman year, a lot of the, I don't know. I'm going to just leave it for the album, but definitely some good and bad experiences since I've been in college. But Unsung Hero does drop November 25th. Comes out next Wednesday, so they won't know about that. It already been announced. But yeah, very conceptual, 12 tracks.
No features?
No features.
I'll go hard then, my boy.
Yeah, just some real vulnerable, introspective type of worry. So I'm definitely excited for that.
12 tracks, boy. How long you been working on that?
If we're talking about just writing, probably 2 years. 2 years, something like that. Recording shit, niggas just started. I ain't gonna lie.
But that's deep though. That's just like with the album Baby just dropped. He say he ain't dropped in 2 years. Some of them songs 2 years old.
Yeah.
Like sometimes it take time to put out mm-hmm. something that you really feel confident about. You just don't want to rush your craft.
For sure.
Cause then.
For sure.
Yeah, facts. You definitely gotta go through it to write it. So you don't punch in when you do the music.
I do punch in. Yeah. There's only like a few songs on the track that I'm probably just gonna do one take, just for that emotional aspect.
Yeah, facts.
But yeah, nah.
So look, for those who don't know, go ahead, tell these people about Elevated Creative. Go ahead, pop it about your bread,
so
we got
Elevated Creative right here, man. So
the hat? Oh, yeah, let me see you.
So Elevated Creative is a creative agency geared towards creatives in the AUC.
Okay.
Basically what we do is we promote the brands and like showcasing events for our artists. So it's more than just artists, actually. We got you know, rappers, singers, models, videographers, dancers. We got everything that you can think
strippers?
Of.
Strippers?
If you want to be a stripper and you want to be a part of Elevated Creative shit, be a part of it. But yeah, what we do is just give them opportunities to just showcase their talents, provide them with like networking opportunities with industry professionals, host live events and stuff like that. We want to be on the global scene as well, but we just started in August 2021.
Okay.
We just had our Halloween party last Friday.
How was that?
The Halloween party?
Yeah.
It was fire. Yeah, yeah. We had our launch party, which was a huge event.
Bro, next Halloween, time y'all have an event, let me know. Before I come through and host for y'all, let me know.
Of course, of course. But the Elevated Creative is here to stay. We got a lot of projects for the next semester, like a short film series, a mixtape,
okay.
Some more summits and panel discussions, but you know. Okay. Ready for that. We're ready for that.
So, ready for that, my boy. I ain't gonna lie, that sound interesting, and I like how it's geared towards the AUC. Like, I be feeling like people need stuff that's like geared towards the AUC, just so you can. I don't know, bro. I just feel like building up in your school with people that's around you is so important. Like, if you just in college and you not engaged with everybody, you ain't doing something right.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie. But look, man, y'all already know the vibes. So look, my boy, y'all done got to know my boy, right? He say he made music, so let's see how his freestyle coming. Stay tuned for a quick freestyle by my boy.
Shit.
You did.
Let's get it.